Father, we come before you. Thank you so much for allowing us to come into your house tonight, to come into your presence. And Father, truly we sense your spirit in a very special way tonight. Just pray that as we open up your word and as we minister, that again you would give us attentive ears, that we would be sitting literally on the edge of our seat to soak in everything that you have for us tonight, Father. And pray that you'd give us a desire and a burden to go and to share your good news, the gospel, with our neighbors and with those that we meet each and every day. And Father, help us just to let the love of God just come forth out of our heart. The Holy Spirit has already shed your love abroad in our heart. So help us just open up our hearts and let that love flow out. And Father, just pray that you continue to bless our church, continue to lead us and guide us, and that you would continue to put your hand upon us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, let me say a couple of things about the message tonight. Number one, scripture-wise, I'm going to be just about all over the Bible. So if you're turning, you're going to have to turn fast. If you're taking notes, of course, take notes. And basically, we're going to be giving you an outline of what I could, each one of these little points could be an entire sermon. But God has not led me to go in that route tonight. But basically, just to get the entire thought across to you tonight, and I'll get to that more in just a moment. As we talked this morning, the scriptures teach us to be faithful. If you didn't get that after this morning, I'm not sure how you would get it, because it definitely teaches us to be faithful and to be faithful in all things. Part of being faithful is being steadfast, which is being constant, being consistent, and moving toward or moving forward in our Christian walk. But even after being faithful and even after being steadfast, God has showed me there is another level. And so that's what we're going to talk about tonight, is the next level after faithfulness, the next level after being steadfast. Once you're rock solid, we need to, like, I can't think of the cook's name, the guy says that we need to kick it up a notch.
Emerald.
But we definitely need to kick it up a notch. God wants us to, I don't watch those shows. I just seen the guy do some advertisements. Kurt's over there laughing at me. Don't do that. But we definitely need to kick it up a notch for our own benefit, for the benefit of those around us, for our family's benefit, and for our church's benefit. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 41, Paul wrote these words: "They that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly." In other words, they continued on a day by day by day constant basis in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayer. Now, folks, if we're going to be constant in anything, it needs to be those four things. We need to be into the doctrine. We need to be into the preaching of the word and into the study of the word, really making sure that we're rock solid in biblical doctrine. And we need to be solid and constant in fellowship. You've heard me say it before, I'll say it again. The people in this church should be your best friend. Now, I understand and realize you're going to have friends outside of this church, but we need fellowship with one another to build relationships. And that's why I like the get-togethers that we have, no matter if it's a Sunday school class, no matter if it's the fun days we have, the bike rides we have, you know, whatever it is. If it's just some of us getting together to go fishing, or maybe the ladies go shopping, that builds relationships. That fellowship is something that we need to have as a part of our daily agenda. Also, eating together. Some people say, well, why do we eat so much? Well, folks, first of all, it's biblical. Second of all, it's something that we have to do. And third of all, some of the best conversations, some of the best fellowshipping happens while you're eating. I don't really understand why, but you can get people to talk sometimes while they're eating when they won't say a word otherwise. And the last thing that we need to be constant in is in our prayers. And of course, you've heard me preach on praying so much, I'm not even going to say much about that. But then we need to go to the next level. The next level is described to us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and 58. And this time Paul did say it. Luke wrote Acts. That just dawned on me. I gave you the wrong author there. So somebody was going to catch me after church and correct that, I'm sure. But 1 Corinthians 15, 58, Paul said, "My beloved brethren, be ye steadfast," there's that word again, "unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord." Always abounding. The next step is abounding. After we're steadfast, after we're rock solid, unmovable, then we need to be abounding in the work of the Lord. And that word abounding is a very interesting word. It means a thing which comes in abundance, a thing which comes in overflow, or to exceed, or to excel previous boundaries. So we need to be basically growing every single day, abounding every single day, striving to excel and be greater in the Lord than we were yesterday. Now, I'm going to share with you some of the things that we ought to be abounding in. Again, like I said, these six things, each and every one of these could be a sermon within itself. But just, I want you to get the concept of abounding, of excelling, and exceeding where you have been. And again, that's going to take some work. That's going to take some effort. But we need to do that because, well, God tells us to, for one thing. The first thing that we need to abound in is knowledge. In 2 Peter chapter 3, it says, "Therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness." Again, there's that word steadfastness. So we need to make sure that we don't fall away from that. "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever." So not only do we need to be steadfast to make sure that we don't fall away from that, but we need to grow in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that word knowledge, if you look it up, doesn't just mean information. It means to really get to know Him. That word knowledge means the more perfect, intimate, deep knowledge of Jesus Christ. Such as belongs to the more advanced. We could use the illustration of math. Kids learn math starting in what? The first grade. Well, they learn it there, but when you really get to the advanced knowledge, you're up there in algebra and calculus and trigonometry and all those advanced courses. And so we need to do that in our Christian walk. We might know John 3:16, but we really need to get into the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Who is He? Why did He come? What was His mission? What did He go through? What does He stand for? All of the different things about Him, we need to have an in-depth personal Bible study that excels every day beyond where we were the day before. We ought to be abounding in that knowledge and growing in that knowledge and making sure that we are, like I said, moving forward and even excelling in the Word of God and get to the point that we are advanced in our understanding and in our wisdom. Also in that verse, it says that we need to grow in grace. It says, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." I got to wonder about that. How do you grow in grace? Because grace is that which affords joy, pleasure, delight, sweetness, charm, and loveliness. Well, to grow in grace, you simply become more like Jesus Christ every single day. Isn't that what He was? Things that afford joy, pleasure, delight, sweetness, charm, and loveliness. We might even call somebody that is abounding in grace someone with a sweet spirit. They're someone that is graceful. We've all heard that term. So we need to grow and even abound in grace. We also need to be abounding in the work of the Lord. We've already read this verse. But again, it says, "My beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Now again, you need to remember that to abound means to excel or to have excess. If we go back and look at Jesus, was there ever a time that he was not about the Father's business? There was never a time that he was not about the Father's business. Even when they were sitting down to eat, what was he doing? He was mentoring. He was discipling. He was meeting the needs of the people. He was doing something to abound in God's work. If you look at Jesus, a lot of the work that he did in his everyday life. He was walking down the road. Blind Bartimaeus cried out to him. He hadn't planned on meeting blind Bartimaeus that day, but he met a need right there. He was walking down the road, and there was Zacchaeus. Jesus ministered to him. Folks, we're walking down the road, and maybe the dishwasher repairman comes to the house. What an opportunity to minister. We might be at Walmart. We've got an opportunity to minister right there. And of course, I know you can't get somebody right there in Walmart and make them bow down and receive Jesus Christ right there, but you can say something that can minister to them. You can say something, do something to be bring glory and honor to God and to minister to the people that are there. God's business should be our number one business in life. Doesn't matter what occupation we're in. We've got a diverse group of occupations in this church. But every one of us are in the same business. Our business is the Father's business, and we ought to be excelling in it. If you'll notice that verse that we read, it says, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Always abounding, always excelling, always exceeding where we were yesterday and trying our best to do better than we did yesterday to grow God's kingdom and to bring more people into the kingdom. The next thing that we need to be abounding in is faith. Now, I found one very interesting verse, and I had found it before. I'd read it many, many times. But I never really read it like I read it this time. Of course, we all know that the apostles told Jesus one time to increase their faith. I forget exactly what the occasion was, but they told him, said, Jesus, increase our faith. So they had a desire for increased faith. We should also. And then Paul, when he wrote the 2 Thessalonians, said, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, because that your faith groweth exceedingly. Your faith groweth exceedingly, and your love toward each other aboundeth. Paul was thankful to God for these people because their faith grew exceedingly. Now, we know how to get faith. We get it through the Word of God. So what does that tell you about these people in Thessalonica? They were people that were into the Word of God in a major way. They were people that studied. And we know from studying the Word, like we read at the very beginning, they were in the Apostles' Doctrine every single day. They were fellowshiped together. They broke bread together. They prayed together. No wonder their faith was growing exceedingly. No wonder they were abounding in their faith. We all know that without faith, it is impossible to believe God and to please God. And we know that with faith that we can do all things through Christ. The Bible firmly teaches us that. But I couldn't help but wonder, with abundant faith and abounding faith, what God could do through us. I preached 2 or 3 years ago on the different levels of faith, about no faith, little faith, you know, the seed of faith, and great faith. Well, folks, we all need to be at that level of great faith, and unless we are abounding, we cannot get there. Unless we are in a serious study of the Word of God, and hearing preaching on the radio and on the TV and on the internet, and just really doing everything we can to get saturated with God's Word, we will never abound in our faith, because faith comes only by the Word of God. So we need to abandon that again. I think we would be amazed at what God can do in us and through us when we abound in faith. The fifth thing that we need to abound in is also in 2 Thessalonians 1:3 that I just read. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, because that your faith groweth exceedingly and that your love toward each other abundantly. Their faith, their love was growing toward each other abundantly. And I believe that we here at Centerpoint love each other, but I think we could love each other more. It said that their love was growing toward each other abundantly. Now, about the only thing that I want to say on love, because there's so many things that we could say, is that we need to learn to abound in love. The Bible clearly tells us that the world will know that we are Christians by our love. And a lot of times we think that that means going out and doing charitable things for people outside of the church. And yes, it does definitely include that. And I got to thinking about this when I was studying this message. I do not remember any atheist groups being in New Orleans that I ever heard about helping out down there, but you heard about hundreds, even thousands of Christian organizations down there when Katrina hit a couple of years ago helping out. And we definitely need to do that. We definitely need to be helping in our community. But folks, I think that the world also needs to see the abounding love of the people in a congregation. And again, I think we do that, but I think we could be doing better at that. And we can do that through all sorts of different ways. Phone calls, cards, letters, just going to visit people, letting people know in some way that you care, a small gift. There's a lot of different ways that you can do that. So let God speak to you on that and see how that you can do that. And one other quick thing about love, the Bible tells us that faith worketh by love. So to make our faith work better, we need to abound in love. Faith worketh by love. So we definitely need that love to make our faith work. And the last thing I want to touch on tonight that we need to abound in is we need to abound in the Holy Spirit. Now, you've heard me say recently that we as Baptists kind of shy away from the Holy Spirit, but folks, the Bible tells us not to be drunk with wine wherein is an excess, but to be filled with the Spirit. If you've ever seen anybody that was filled with alcohol, they are controlled by that alcohol. They have absolutely no control over their body, or very limited control, I'll put it that way. And people that are filled with the Holy Spirit are not controlled by their own desires and wants and wishes. They are controlled by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit can speak to them and get things accomplished in and through them because they are filled with the Holy Spirit. And of course, the Holy Spirit is what? Part of the Trinity of God, and we need the fullness of God in our lives. The Holy Spirit is where we receive our power from. The Bible clearly tells us, after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you shall receive power. The Holy Spirit is also where we receive our anointing, where there's that special favor with God and that special power, if you want to call it that. The Holy Spirit is also where we receive guidance. And the Bible tells us that He will guide us into all truth, and He will teach us all things. So we definitely need the Holy Spirit. And the Bible also talks about the Holy Spirit giving us insight and giving us wisdom into certain things. We all need that in our daily agenda that we go through, our daily routine that we go through. There's going to be things you don't know how to handle. And we need the fullness of the Holy Spirit. We need to be so much on a conquest to be filled with the Holy Spirit that He is literally overflowing in us. Now, over in Luke chapter 11, and this is actually in I know of Matthew and Mark, I'm not sure about John, but this is in three of the Gospels for sure. It says, "If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him?" Let me ask you this. When's the last time you asked God to fill you with the Holy Spirit? And again, we hear that term and we go, oh, no, 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 that's that strange, weird stuff. No, that's Bible stuff. That's Bible stuff. Don't be afraid of the weird stuff. Do what God said. God said, how much more shall the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? We need to ask. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And we need to be so full of Him that we are literally controlled by Him. In everything that we do, like we talked about this morning, we need to be faithful. But folks, in everything that we do as Christians, we need to be steadfast. And in everything that we do as Christians, we need to be abounding. That's that next level of living for God. And I really would not be surprised if we didn't have some people in our congregation that God might even call to go to the next level, like a Apostle Peter or a Paul or Luke or, you know, who knows? But for God to take us to that next level, we have to be abounding. We have to be abounding. And again, like we talked about this morning, you have to be faithful in the little things. You have to be faithful where you are, but you also always have to be growing. You have to be growing. And I think I used this illustration just a couple of weeks ago, but this is such a great illustration. We need to be like a tree. How tall does a tree grow? Well, it grows just as tall as it can. Just as tall as it can. I've seen trees that out in the woods with nothing else hindering it that got to be a humongous tree. And then I've seen trees that were trying to grow underneath another tree or another bush that didn't get very tall. Well, we might be one of those and we say, well, this is as much as I can grow. Well, we're not like a tree. We're not planted in one spot. We need to move out from whatever's hindering us and continue to grow. It might be a habit that you have. It might be a habit of wasting time. God has really been dealing with me lately on how much time we waste as Christians. Maybe not on sinful stuff, but if it's wasted time, isn't it really sinful? If we could be doing something better with it? So we need to be abounding. We need to be growing just like a tree, just as much as we possibly can. And if God leads me, I may later on come back and preach on all of these. But again, I want to refresh your knowledge, your memory on what we talked about real quick. We talked about abounding in knowledge, the in-depth knowledge, really getting to know Jesus Christ. Talked about abounding in grace, becoming more like Jesus Christ in every aspect of our life. Abounding in the work of the Lord, always being about the Father's business no matter where we are. Abounding in faith, which means we really have to get into the Word of God and study it and listen to it preached and listen to it taught and dig into it and dig deep into it. And then abounding in love, so people will know that we are His disciples and so that we can shed His love not only out in the world, but again, also in our own church here even better. And then abounding in the Holy Spirit. I want to encourage you to do something this week. And you may have never done this. But I want you just to get somewhere, even if it's for 5 or 10 minutes, just by yourself. And have a conversation with the Holy Spirit. I can't talk to Him. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Again, we are so afraid of the Holy Spirit. Most of us don't realize that we can talk to Him. There's numerous places in the Bible the Holy Spirit spoke to people. We need to ask Him for leadership and for guidance. We need to ask Him. The Bible tells us that He will teach us all things and guide us in all things. We need to ask Him to teach us and to guide us. And if we're having trouble understanding some of the Scriptures, just ask Him, Holy Spirit, I believe that You can teach me what I'm supposed to know out of this. I need Your guidance. I need Your teaching right now. Try having a conversation with Him. It'll probably be awkward to you if you've never done it. But I promise you, it'll get to the point that you'll start doing it all day throughout the day. Because He is part of the Godhead that we need to become very acquainted with, and we need to abound Him. Let's stand and let's pray. Father, we thank You so much for Your Word. We thank You that You teach us according to Your Word and by the Holy Spirit what You would have us to know. And God, I thank You that You've told us that You're very happy that we're saved, but that You want us to be faithful and steadfast and even to abound in all of these things that we talked about tonight, that we need to excel and that we need to go beyond our previous limits and our previous boundaries and to become greater and better to Your glory and to Your honor. And God, I just pray that tonight You would give us a challenge in our hearts that we would abound in all of these things. You told us in Your Word that we need to be always abounding in Your work. And You tell us that we need to grow in love and knowledge. So God, help us to do it. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.